Joe Biden's immigration plan, amnesty for illegal aliens, free all border crossers into U.S. by John Binder on December 11, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden's national immigration plan includes an effort to provide amnesty to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, freeing border crossers into the country, and restarting welfare-dependent legal immigration that would cost American taxpayers billions. In a plan released on Wednesday, Biden vows to provide amnesty to every illegal alien currently living in the U.S., as well as end nearly all of President Trump's cost-saving reforms such as restarting a welfare-dependent immigration pipeline, where legal immigrants are permanently resettled in the country despite immediately needing public assistance. Biden will immediately begin working with Congress to modernize our system, with a priority on keeping families together by providing a roadmap to citizenship for nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants, the outline states. Aside from mass amnesty, the plan commits to releasing all border crossers into the U.S. interior, restarting welfare-dependent legal immigration to the U.S., ending the national emergency declaration at the southern border, ending a travel ban from foreign countries that sponsor terrorism, providing amnesty to 3.5 million DACA-enrolled and DACA-eligible illegal aliens, providing federal student loans and free community college to DACA illegal aliens, cracking down on Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. Biden's plan would drive up huge costs for American taxpayers. For example, Biden's DACA amnesty plan would cost U.S. citizens at least $26 billion as about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens would end up on food stamps, and at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, CBO. This cost would be in addition to the billions that citizens would again be forced to pay by his restarting of the welfare-dependent legal immigration. This year, Trump announced that his administration would effectively end the resettlement of millions of legal immigrants who are known to be a public charge on taxpayers. Biden, though, said he will reverse enforcement of the public charge rule, writing, allowing immigration officials to make an individual's ability to receive a visa or gain permanent residency contingent on their use of government services such as SNAP benefits or Medicaid, their household income, and other discriminatory criteria undermines America's character as land of opportunity that is open and welcoming to all, not just the wealthy. Emphasis added. The Open Borders lobby has taken issue with Biden's immigration agenda because it does not go far enough in ending all interior immigration and border enforcement. Pro-mass immigration activists have demanded, for example, that all 2020 Democrats endorse their plan to end all deportations of illegal aliens, even those convicted of murder, child sex crimes, and rape. Thus far, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has vowed to end all deportations, while Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has said she is open to ending deportations. Oppositely, Trump has raised America's working and middle-class wages by tightening the labor market through increased immigration enforcement. Similarly, Trump's economic nationalist agenda has sought to decrease overall immigration to the U.S. so foreign labor market competition is reduced for American workers, not increased. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.